So every mainland Australian state is now allowing genetically modified crops. Now, there are some myths and some issues about that that some people might be concerned with. And I wanted to have a chat to Daniel Tan. He's a professor of agronomy from the University of Sydney. He joins us to have a chat about it today. Daniel, how are we doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, Daniel, just very briefly, for the uninitiated, what do we mean when we talk about genetically modified crops?
Genetically modified crops are just crops that have a gene that is, from somewhere else that has been inserted into a crop. For example, like maybe something from a jellyfish or a bacteria, putting it into a plant.
For the purposes of improving it, like making it stronger?
There are two stages. In the past, it has been mainly to make it resistant to insects or to herbicides. That's the just to help the farmers. But now the new purposes are possibly to help the plant, provide better nutrients or nutrition to humans.
So we're always concerned about the use of chemicals and things like that in growing crops. Does this mean GM crops will require less of that sort of thing?
Depending on what GM it is, yeah, that's correct. So basically with cotton, when they had insect-tolerant cotton,
yep.
What happens was they used 95% less insecticides than what they did before they had the GM cotton.
That's got to be better for the environment, surely.
Yeah, for cotton, in the case of cotton, yes, sure.
And we've got a lot of canola fields here in the Hunter Valley. That is a crop that actually has been genetically modified for some time, isn't it?
Interestingly, in Australia, even though we have allowed genetically modified canola, not everyone is growing it. I think only 10-20% of the farmers are growing GM cotton. So not everybody is. So that's correct.
But they can from this point onward, now that it's been permitted in New South Wales.
Yeah, in New South Wales, we used to undergo a system of permits, but now with this removal of this moratorium, yeah, they can do it based on any releases from the federal government, yes.
And Daniel, some people are concerned about risks from GM crops. What sort of risks could be involved?
So the main risk, I guess, that they talk about 20 years ago was allergies, example, allergies to certain products. But now most of the ones, especially in Australia, when we release it, it's been thoroughly tested and before they can release it. So that's pretty safe, those ones that are released in Australia.
I'm speaking with Professor Daniel Tan from the University of Sydney, talking about GM crops. Now, farmers for hundreds and thousands of years, they've essentially been modifying crops. Like, stronger crops have been put together to create a better one. This is not necessarily something new, albeit outside of a laboratory.
Yeah, that's correct. For thousands of years, even sweet potatoes and everything, they naturally are genetically modified anyway. They got bacteria in there that have, put in some genes naturally.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's true. And also, in the past, there's also been, conventional breeding using, radiation and other things that are pretty crude, So, with genetically modification and also the new technology, CRISPR, Cas9, with gene editing, you can do it more precisely now. So, it's basically to quicken the process of improving crops, yes.
So, Daniel, with the lifting of the moratorium, what does this mean for growers in Australia?
That's a good question. So, basically, in the short term, not a lot will change. I guess more growers have the option of growing oilseed crops, so they can use it as a rotation. And in the past, oilseed crops like cotton and canola have been released earlier.
Yeah.
The main reason was that the oils are highly refined. They don't contain any DNA, so nobody really worries about them anyway. So in the short term, it would be more options to grow oilseed crops. In the longer term, I guess it would be better and more investment into crop gene editing and other technologies that will help us to get improved crops much faster.
All right, well, there's a lot to look forward to. Professor Daniel Tan from the University of Sydney, thank you very much for having a chat to us this morning.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.